When I understand the power of his resurrection that he destroyed, he put down, he defeated, Satan don't have a chance of any kind of victory. Everything Satan had, he lost it. He was stripped of it. He was stripped of his authority. He was defeated in every way. Every sin, every evil, every sickness, every disease, every work of evil, poverty and lack, death itself, Jesus defeated it, destroyed it. And that's why you can leave this earth without even being afraid. Because death can never touch you again. Only death you're concerned about when you stop breathing and you check out of this body. That's the only one. And as far as Satan touching you to separate you, he can't do it. You have to make some silly, silly, silly choices to let him do it. But he can't do it. He has no right. When you understand you have knowledge of God, I'm washed in the blood. Blood stops sin operation. Sin can't function under the blood. It wiped it out. It eradicated it. Have you ever had a stick of wood? You ever seen a stick of wood, should I say? And you put that fire to it, and that thing burn it to ashes. What can you do with that stick of wood? Talk to me now. Come on. What can you pick up and hit with that stick of wood? If you pick it up, all you're going to do is blow in the air some ashes. God got rid of sin. That's why you don't have to be afraid of sin. The blood. And when you mess up in your walking by your fleshly mind, or your flesh, or your unrenewed mind, or something, you just, I plead the blood. That's sin gone. Because see, your spirit not supposed to sin. And it won't sin if you'll keep it full of the word. But ignorance up here and following this will cause you to sin. But your spirit never wants to sin. Never. And when we will do what the word says, 1 John tells us, confess it, say it, it's gone. You don't play with it, you do it. When I finish in just a minute too, and I said, and I say, you are dismissed, I'm not going to be standing here in the morning. I'm out of here. I'm gone. When you confess a wrongdoing that you did, don't let Satan bring you a picture of it again. The blood don't half cleanse. It wipes it out. And if you'll stay under the blood, it won't even come under there. See, when we have faith, when we have knowledge of God, we know how to use our faith. So I'll stop right there because I'm going to have to pick up there. And no use of me getting going because there's much to be said and I'm going to have to pick up the next time there. Knowledge of God, word, will fill your heart with faith and you can use it effortless. It doesn't require any effort to use faith when you have knowledge of God. See, it's one thing to know God, but it's another thing to know about him. And that's what most people say. I believe in God. That's not good enough. I know him. He's my Father. He lives in me. He's my God. Jesus is Lord. I know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, how do I do what I do? what you want me to do. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see. I want each one of you to place your hand right there on you. Tonight, I say you will live in 2023 free of stress, free of lack, free of pain that's been so prevalent. Because faith has entered your heart tonight. Excuses have been dismissed. And now you rise up and be faithful to do what you heard me say to you. And 2023, you rise to another level with me. And you see, this level is much better than the one that you was on. But then I'm going to have you to look up again and you'll see there's another level. And there's another level. And you'll reach all of them in 2023, where stress will leave you and lack won't have no part with you. For I have blessed you. I have prospered you. I have given you life abundantly. And you'll live victoriously. Where you failed in the past, you will excel in this day and future days to come. And you will live free of all these diseases trying to attach itself to you. You tell those diseases, you're not a part of me. I've been redeemed from you. Christ took care of you 2,000 years ago. And I refuse to have you hanging around my premises. So take a hike. Because you're leaving tonight. I'm healed, I'm whole. I'm well, I'm strong. I'm saved, I'm filled. I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and God lives in me and not you. That's what I will say to you by the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, Sharon, Morgan, and Ushers.